Jesus. I can call on Jesus. He's my everything. 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 God is. God is.
Christ said, God is. Not you, not me, not my mama, not my daddy, not sister, not brother, not anybody, anybody, but God is. Hallelujah. And we look to him as the often finished of our faith, knowing that he can do everything that I need to be done. I can do it through him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's so good to look out here and see your face. Praise God, because it could have been the other way. Hallelujah. I could be viewing you or you viewing me, but God has kept us. That's another year. We come together one more time. Hallelujah, to praise God and to give him glory for all he continues to do for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he's keeping us every second. I said to the congregation last night, we use the phrase, you're here today and gone tomorrow. I said, but we're here today and gone today. In fact, we're here this minute and gone the next minute. Hallelujah. So we got to be ever focused on him, because we only live in one moment at a time. Hallelujah. And we get all frustrated when we don't get things the way we want them to be. But God knows what he's doing, because his word said everything that we're going through is working for our good. All things, no matter what it is, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, sounds like, hallelujah, God will work it out and turn it around. Hallelujah. The devil wants you to go right. God says, go left, you go left. Hallelujah. Going right is not always the right way. But you got to go God's way. The right way is the God, and the right way is God's way. But when you want to change it, it's your way. And we mess up. So glad to see you again. Praise God. everybody that's present that in the sound of my voice. We love you and we adore you. Praise God. We worship God for you. Hallelujah. We're praying for you. You know, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to Pastor Barry and our other visiting preachers in the house. If you wave your hand. All right. Praise God. To our presider, Minister Diane Best. She's down in my urgency. To the assistants, Elder Green and to this wonderful choir back here. Musicians. To our ushers who helped us on the floor. To the dining room committee. And to our greeters we had on the doors in the lobby. To every officer of the Church of God, wherever you belong in the office is. And to everybody else who come in the labor of layperson, to every lay member. Because everybody's precious. Everybody's special. Everybody's somebody. Everybody looks good. Hallelujah. And because the word said we were made beautiful. Hallelujah. So we look good. Say, neighbor, it doesn't matter what you think about me. It's what God thinks about me. What counts. Hallelujah. Because you got your opinion and I got mine. And your opinion is no better than mine. And mine not no better than yours. Hallelujah. Because ain't no big eyes and no little you. Or no big you's and little eyes. Whichever way you want to say it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And don't think too highly of ourselves. We are all God's children. Everybody in the house ain't nothing but dirt. Your dirt, my dirt is dirt. Okay? And you can't clean me up, and I can't clean you up. Because we're both dirt. You rubbing dirt against dirt. So don't think your dirt no better than mine because this car you got a different color. You rub it in on your clean white linen, it's going to be dirt. Okay? All right? So start getting all big headed. And humble yourself. Just like the Lord told us to do. Humble ourselves. We praise God for everything being done and said in his life. The Bible tells us about the Pharisees accusing Jesus of having dinner with sinners. And we're good at pointing out bad points in people. At least what we are calling bad. So you think it's bad, but God said we're good. Okay. God said it's good because he made it. And everything he made is good and very good. So they said, where did the bad come from? Guess what? You brought in with the devil. Or the devil brought it in with you. And Jesus tells them the parable of the lost sheep. There were 100 sheep this man had, and one of them went missing. But Jesus says, the man left the 99 and went searching for that one that was lost. Everybody's important. Don't leave nobody behind. Witness to everybody you meet. Because he said, as you go, be my witness. Don't pick and choose, but we'll find ourselves picking and choosing. We determine who's ready to be saved. We determine who need to be saved. We do everything but what we're supposed to be doing, which is witnessing. Sow some seeds. We are seed sowers. Somebody else out there might be the water boy. So you're either a seesaw or a water boy. Okay? And all God asks you to do is to throw the seeds out there. He said, God, the kingdom of heaven is less than a person who went out and sowed some seeds. Some fell on good ground, some fell on stony ground. Some fell on rocks, but the seed was sown, and all of it came up. Except those that were on the stony ground didn't have enough soil there. So after a while, it just withered and died. But the point is, stop picking and choosing. Where your word's gonna fall. Because what you can't do with it, God can. The person found his lost sheep. And the Bible said he had him apart, invited his friends and neighbors to rejoice with him, because his sheep that was lost has been found. Tell us about another one, a woman who had 10 pence of silver. And she goes and somehow or another lost one of the coins. And so she went sweeping all over the house, all up under the beds, where we don't sweep every day. But she had to move some things around, Dr. Monica, because the coin wasn't in sight. Sometimes we got to move some stuff out of our way so we can see what God wants us to see and be able to do what God wants us to do. Sometimes you just got to throw your way away and hear what the Lord is saying to the church and do that. She swept, and she swept, she looked, she kept running, she didn't give up. It may have took her more than one day, but she kept on looking till she found that lost coin. You got to keep on looking. You got to keep on pressing your way till you find what God wants you to do. And when you find out what God wants you to do, then you do it. Don't ask questions. Just do it. We always want to ask a question. Why do you want me to do that? It's not done for you. I'm asking you to do it. Why you got to know what I'm going to do with it? I just asked you to pray for me. Hallelujah. Why ask me why I need to pray for you? Man, I'd always pray and faint not. That's our problem. We don't pray enough. Instead of praying, we're gossiping. Instead of praying, we're running somebody down. But instead of praying, we're neglecting what God told us to do. God said, don't let your heart be troubled. And here you are with a troubled heart. That man, that woman found her coin. And as the man did with the sheep, she called her neighbors too. And then they had a party. The rejoicing over the one that was found. And the word said, the angels was rejoicing also. God said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Great is your reward in heaven. And then Jesus caps it all by telling about a man. He didn't say who the man was, what his nationality was, or anything. He just said a certain man. Now, you're going to call me apostle so-and-so, you ain't doing nothing. You don't think that I'm not me as bishop, you ain't doing nothing. But Jesus said, it's just a certain man. It doesn't matter what calendar you got. As long as you're doing what the Lord said do. It's not about me. It's not about you. So why get upset with me because I misrepresented your title? Your title is what you gave you, what man gave you, but what did God give you? Who did God say you were? We get all upset about this and that and the other thing. But what did God say? I heard him say, blessed are ye. When men shall revile you. When they persecute you. When they say all right or evil against your foster, rejoice. They started at the service talking about rejoicing. Elder Reed came around with a scripture, rejoicing. God said, rejoice. Now I have a pity party. Those people were called together and had a party. But rejoicing, not moaning and groaning. My mouth getting dry. And the devil don't want this message to go forth. I'm feeling good. That got in the sanctuary and then that right hip would hurt. But the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. A same man had two sons. Didn't say nothing about no wife, sisters, or anything. But a certain man with two sons. The younger one came to the father and said, "Father, give me what belonged to me." Now he had no right to ask for nothing. He was just the younger son. And the law said that everything goes to the older son first. And then the younger get what's left in the proper time. But this man didn't go through all of that. The Bible said he called them together and he divided out his goods. Now, this young man, the father had a farm. He wanted to share a proper part, but he was the owner. Anybody in here live on a farm whose parents were the sharecropper besides me? Then you don't know what I'm talking about. If you never experienced that, I know somebody that did. Now, what is a sharecropper? He's one that the other brand owns the land. You as a tenant. He provided a place for you to stay. Okay, pretty much like the minorities group now. And give you permission to sow seeds on his land. He's supposed to pay for half of the fertilizer, and you're supposed to pay for the rest. But a lot of times, he wound up paying for all of it. You did all the work, all right, but they got the money. And at the end of the year, they sell it up, they call it. And a lot of time they tell you you broke even. You don't work all year long, hoping you can get a dollar or two so you can buy some Christmas present. But is that you? Broke even. And so you stuck for another year. Because some of them didn't just broke even, they were in a hole. You started out the next year in the hole. And here's this boy on the farm. He got fed up with farm work. Anybody been there fed up with farm work? Does anybody know anything about farm work? Anybody in the house? And look down at the floor and see what's under the house. Laying in bed, looking up to see the moon. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Something to get fed up about. But this boy didn't have that problem. His daddy owned the land. And then hey, was part of the inheritance. Went to him, but it said he couldn't get it legally. And the father said, you're going to have to wait. He hadn't put no money there. The dad had been building up the nest egg. The son didn't have no money to ask for, but he asked. And he gave. And then, just a few days later, where is that the son? Get it all he had. Somebody said, get it all. And took himself a journey. He journeyed not to the next town, not to the next state. The words that he left the country. Some of us wanted to run away from home. We got tired of going on our mama's and daddy's rules. Anybody want to run away home beside me? Not that my parents are bad. I was just tired of being on that farm. And then we said, I'm going away. He ain't never coming back. Marry your mama and daddy because they wouldn't let you go out last night. Not knowing they were saving your life. Not knowing that God was keeping you from doing the wrong thing. Keeping you from being incarcerated. All we were thinking about was in my hand. The Bible says he went to a far off country. So he didn't go to the next country. He may have went to Japan or something. A long ways off. And he went there not realizing that daddy was accumulating this stuff in his place and his income was growing. But he ain't come, he coming, got his money in his hand, bags on his back, and started having the party every night. No work, no more income coming in. He just kept shepherding it out. How do you know that? How many know that you just shuffle things out and not put stuff back in? You got one ear of corn. Instead of shelling the corn and planting, get some more corn, you ate the two ears. Now you ain't got nothing to produce to increase your income. The word says he wasted the money on riotous living, having parties, friends on top of friends. But one day, when he went to his money bag, he looked and he looked. Unlike the lady that had the 10 coins, she knew she had money. But this boy, forgot that his money was going low. And we looked this day, the bag was empty. No need to look nowhere else. Because he didn't lose the money, he gave it away. He spent it wildlessly. The word said, when he spent it all, after he spent it all, a great famine came in the land. Now, it didn't say it was nowhere else but that place. A great famine came up. People were hungry. But here he is in a foreign country. No friends. Because all them he parted with is gone now. Yeah, they were his friends long as they had. But once they didn't have, the friends couldn't be found. It's like the devil led you out on a limb and turn around and cut it off. Why you on that limb? The word said he didn't have nobody to help him out. And here he comes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing to have to eat. So he went and joined himself. Not as a citizen, but to a citizen. In other words, he made friends with one of the citizens of that country. But he didn't help him either. The word said he sent him to the field to feed the swine. Anybody know what a swine is? He is heir to his father's work, but he now lost it and ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. The word said he was so hungry that he would eat the husk that blew his way. That the cock or hog would eat. Glory be to God. And then the word said, he came. Somebody say he came. He came to what? He came to himself. He realized that I had it good while at home. It didn't look good. It didn't feel good. I didn't have a good time I wanted, but I had it good. I came, I lost myself. But he said he came back to himself. Lost and found. Hallelujah. He was lost in a far country. find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Some of us know somebody was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Hallelujah. He said, I know what I'm going to do. He thought Ham and a high servant that my father had. Hallelujah. And how much food they had to eat and plenty left over. I know what I'm going to do. I got to get up out of this mess. Somebody tell somebody, get up. Get up. Stop sitting in your mess. Get up. Do what the Lord said. Get up and go. Not sit. Get up. Get up. And get in your joy. Put your shoes of praise on. Get up. Get up. And let the world know, for God I live. And for God I die. Get up. As I tell him, I got to confess. Just getting up ain't good enough. You got to confess. You got to admit that you're wrong. And the only way you're going to work it out is to admit it and be truthful about it. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to tell him, Father, I sin against heaven and against you. Take me back, not as a son. I'm not worthy of being a son. Hallelujah. But take me back as a high servant. Hallelujah. And so he went on his journey home. I don't know how he got back home since he had spent all his money. Somehow, some way, God will make a way for you to get back where you need to be. Somehow, some way, it's going to work out for your good. Hallelujah. I see him now by the eyes of faith. The word said he came to the country, to the place where he was born. And as he got there, the father saw him afar off, telling the Lord, thank you, God, for keeping your eyes on me. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, for seeing me down the road when I couldn't even see myself. Hallelujah. And he saw him. And the father ran, met the son. The boy said he hugged him and kissed him on the neck. Hallelujah. And he said to the servant, hallelujah, this is my son. Bring forth the best robe. Hallelujah, just don't bring me a robe. Give me the best of the house. God will give you the best. No matter how bad you messed up, he will make you go back and clean it up. But he gives you the best. That he got for you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him the best. Put a ring on his finger. A sign of identity. Not just a high servant, but a son. Hallelujah. And then said, put shoes on his feet. He was all ragged, homeless and clothless. hungry and put out. But God is working it all together right now. Hallelujah. Purely bring the fatted calf. I'm coming in. Hallelujah. Bring, kill the fatted calf. And we're going to make merry. But this is my son that was dead and now is alive, was lost and now found. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the party is got started. But he is the son, the older one. Hallelujah, got upset. Hallelujah, because they would get having a party and he won't invite it. At least he thought he won't. We know how we jump to the conclusion. Okay. They didn't intend to invite me. How do you know what they didn't intend to do? They overlooked me. And it did on purpose. We go judging. All right. Instead of knowing that sometimes you mess up. Okay. And here comes his son. Hearing music. Hallelujah. In the air. Hallelujah. Anybody heard any music? The sound was sounding good. But the question was, what's going on in the Father's house? What's going on in the church today? What's going on in our lives today? Hallelujah. And the servant said, your brother has come back home. The one that was lost and now is found. And your father has killed the fatted calf. Hallelujah. That's my subject. Say, neighbor, the fatted calf is dead. And the sacrifice is ready. All you got to do now is eat, rejoice, and be glad. Sacrifice is made so you don't have to moan or groan all day long. Because weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. I'm just going through for a little while. Joy is on its way. Hallelujah. The fatted calf is dead and prepared. The boy said, Father, I'm mad. I ain't going to that party. I've been with you all my life. Never did I leave you. I ain't pressed breath. I ain't been against nothing you said. I did it. Just without question. Hallelujah. And here now you tell your son. If you read between the lines, it said like your favorite son. Okay. Because as soon as your son, who have been out and spent all they had with harlots and everything else, he come and you killed the fatted calf. And you having a party for him. And here I am. You never gave me a party. You have any mothers? Give me a baby kid, which is a billy goat. You get in a pack of cat. Eating sirloins and ribeyes and T-bones and porterhouses and all that good meat. And you ain't about to give me a goat, a baby goat. The father says, son, all that I have is thine. God is saying to the church today, all that I got is yours. You don't have to wait for nobody to rejoice. I tell you to rejoice, not because somebody recognize you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. You can wake up rejoicing. Go through the day rejoicing. Go through the night rejoicing. Rejoicing all the time. For the Lord is good. All that he got is yours. The fatted calf is dead. The sacrifice is made. You can get what you want. Every one of you. You don't have to wait for nobody with a big name come to town. God's not tied up in the big name. He calls ordinary people. Like you and me. Because he counts and he comforts everybody that will call on his name. Hallelujah. The fatted calf has been slain so that you and me can be forgiven. And when we are forgiven, rejoice. Tell somebody the fatted calf was sacrificed for you and me. And anybody, whether you got it or don't have it, can rejoice because your name is written and your all that the remember all that the Lord has. It's yours. I can't spend yours, and you can't spend mine. But what for me is for me, and you can't have it. Thank you, Lord. Remember, it's in your hand to rejoice instead of crying, to look up instead of looking down. Hallelujah. Have hope instead of despair. And no matter how far you go down, God will take you back, brush you up, clean you up, set you on the road, say, keep on going. He can tell you to go back and clean up no mess because that's already covered. Hallelujah. But take up your cross and follow me daily. Hallelujah. Welcome back into the world of God. Hallelujah. Because every one of us messed up since yesterday. Every one of us messed up since yesterday. because we haven't done everything the Lord told us to do between yesterday and today. But I'm so glad the calf was slain for me. Hallelujah. And I can feast from heaven's table every day. Hallelujah. By cleaning myself up, confessing every day. That's why Jesus said, pray this prayer and your daily prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Remember, praying that prayer covers everything. And it keeps you sin free if you hear what the word said. Forgive us our trespasses as, the AS is very important, as we forgive those who trespass against us. So, my forgiveness is based on me forgiving you and not the other way around. Okay? He said, forgive us our trespasses as I forgive those who do me wrong. So as I forgive you, then mine are automatically forgiven. Okay? Remember the word of God. God bless you. Cross connotation, extend it. There are one today that need to see the Lord as your Lord and Savior. The invitation to extend it. If someone needed that prayer for other things, some invitation to extend it. Whatever it is, you can find it here in God's house. Hallelujah.
You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
See, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore.
I worship and adore.
Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you more than anything.
Yeah. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
We worship and adore you.
Worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
More than anything.
More than anything.
Yes, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore.
I worship and adore.
We just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you. We love you more than anything. Yes, Jesus, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
We just want to worship and adore.
I worship and adore.
Just want to say.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
More than anything.
Yes, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore.
I worship and adore.
Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
More than anything.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore.
I worship and adore.
We just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, we love you. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
We just want to worship
and
adore. Just got to tell you.
Just got to tell you.
That I love you.
I love you.
More than.
More than anything.
More than anything, Jesus. We love you. I love
you.
I worship and adore.
I worship and adore.
We just want to tell
you.
Lord, I love you. We want to worship and adore you. Just want to tell you thank you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, we love you.
Lord, I love you.
More than anything.
More than anything.
More than anything. More than anything, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. There's nobody like you, Lord.
I worship and adore.
We just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
I love
Lord,
you.
I love you.
More
Lord, I love you. More than anything. I love you, Jesus.
I love you.
We worship and adore. We just want to tell you. Lord, I love you. More than anything. Ooh. See, I love you, Jesus. We just want to stop and tell you thank you. Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love
more
you.
Than anything.
More than,
more than anything. More than anything. I love you, Jesus. We just want to worship and adore you. Just want to tell you thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Oh, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore.
I worship and adore.
Just want to tell you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
We worship and adore you.
We worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love,
Lord, I love you
more than anything. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore.
I worship and adore.
Just want to tell
you. Lord, we
love you.
Lord, I love
you. Lord, we love you. Ooh, we love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
We worship and adore you.
I worship and adore.
Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you. More than,
anything in this world, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I worship and adore.
We just want to tell you. Lord, I love you. I love you more than
anything.
I love.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, we love you more than anything. I love you,
Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell
you. Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love
you. Lord, I love you.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Gospel been preached, invitation been extended. One come forth for baptism. Everybody else satisfied with everything else in your life. We pray that God will continue to bless you as we yield more and more each day to His will and not ours. And our life will be better off with God in control rather than us in control. God bless you. Thank you for coming and sharing with us. Do stay over for our fellowship meal and then the afternoon service at 3 o'clock. Revelation singing, Elders Jackson ministering. Mm-hmm. again, we say thank you for coming and sharing with us and enjoy the bit of the Lord today, all day long with him. He's there for that. Anybody got a word to say for the Lord before we dismiss? Okay, then the blessing of the food and the benediction will be given by Elder Spring.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, God, for the food that we're about to receive. God, remove any impurity that may harm the body, God. And we thank you for all things you are doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to have a closing by the choir.
Everybody say amen. Amen. Amen.
May the grace of our Lord and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all until we all meet again.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.